Hey, what's going on, guys? What's going on? I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. Today on DrBoyceTV.com, we're going to talk about Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner was just sentenced to 9 years in prison for smuggling drugs in Russia, and you guys know about her case. I'm going to tell you basically the things the media isn't covering when it comes to Brittany Griner, the ways that we can kind of look at this as Black folks, things that we can kind of learn and understand from what happened with Brittany. So get comfortable, buckle up, seatbelt. We're going to get started on DrBoyceTV.com right now.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money and the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three, what did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Please, none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to DrBoyceTV.com, the home for intelligent Black people. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins, and today I want to talk to you guys about this Brittany Griner thing. As you guys know, Brittany Griner just got a really unfortunate sentence in Russia, 9 years in prison for allegedly smuggling drugs. I guess it's not allegedly anymore if you're convicted. I don't know. It's up to you to decide how you feel about this. And I want to, before I get started, I want to say hello to everybody. Hey, hello, Donald or David and Del Pope and Rio Solid and Clyde Lawrence. And my name is Corey. How you doing? All right. So let me, first of all, before I even jump in, I want to just let you guys know that I pay attention to intelligent Black people. And as I don't show you a poll, and as I show you the poll, I'm also going to mention our sponsor, which is AncientHealingTeas.com. AncientHealingTeas.com is a great tea to use. It's created by, the product is owned by Amani Shakita James. And Amani Shakita James out of Philadelphia says that ancient herbal teas, or ancient healing teas, excuse me, is good if you are experiencing fibroids and looking for a natural solution. Check out AncientHealingTeas.com. They have products for fibroids, PCOS, endometriosis, fertility issues, and you can use the code BOYCE15 to get 15% off your order. BOYCE15, that's all one word, BOYCE15. So and also, if you want to market on this platform, we will shout out your business, shout out your YouTube channel, shout out your baby's mama, whatever it is you want me to do, as long as it's ethical and as long as it's pro-Black, then feel free to apply to a market on the channel at drboycefinance.com. So let's hop in. Give me a yes or no. How many of you have been following what's been happening with Brittany Griner? How many of you have been following this case? How many of you care? If you don't care, just say you don't care. If you do care, say you do care. Let me know that you've been following and paying attention. I have been paying attention because I really, really don't want Brittany Griner. I don't think Brittany Griner deserves to go to jail. I'm going to go ahead and lay that out there right now, that I don't really think that this sentence, you know, was warranted. I think that it was extreme. But then my name is not Boysamir Putin. My name's not Boysamir Putin. I don't run Russia. You know, I visited Russia. I visited St. Petersburg, but I am not a Russian. And I'm not the Russian president. I don't make the laws. I have no stake or any say in Russia. I have as much stake and say in what they do in Russia as they have in the United States. And when Russians get locked up in the U.S., which happens all the time, there's hardly anybody in Russia that can reach out over into the United States and say, you got to free this person because they're a Russian citizen. Right? Am I right or am I right? There's nobody. It doesn't happen. You can't. You know, it's not like other countries feel they can pull weight on us. But American exceptionalism leads us to believe that we can pull weight on y'all. How dare you put an American in prison? Or how dare you lock up a famous American, right? That's kind of the interesting paradox that we're living in. Now, again, with me stating clearly that I do not believe Brittany Griner's sentence was appropriate. I do not want her to go to jail for 9 years. I do think that all those years for cannabis, you know, it's just kind of crazy, kind of ridiculous in the world we live in. I want to share the results of a poll. I told you I care about the opinions of intelligent Black people. I don't listen to nobody else but y'all, really, to be honest with you, because y'all my people, and you're the smart ones, and that's just what it is. But let me see if I can find this poll here. So here is a poll I took on DrBoyceTV.com. And on this poll, you kind of can see it. You kind of can't. I'm going to read it to you in case you can't. I asked you all on this platform. I said, is Brittany Griner a victim or a person who made bad choices? 9% of you said she's a victim. Just a victim. That's it. Like a victim, only a victim. That's, you know, like I'm just a bill. Yeah, I'm only a bill. Right. So that's it. So 9% of you said that she's a victim. 66% of you said she made bad choices. And then I had neither and both. So 5% of you said neither, that she's not a victim and she did not make bad choices. And then there's 19% of you who said that she's both a victim and she made bad choices. So what I kind of think is that you can look at this in a lot of ways. Brittany Griner is a victim. She's a victim of draconian laws. She shouldn't be locked up for as long as she's going to be locked up. It's kind of terrible. But she's also a person that made bad choices. I mean, let's just be clear. She made bad choices because it is a bad decision to go into another country and break those countries' laws. It just is. You know, get mad at me if you want to. We can talk about the way things should be. I think it's also important to talk about the way things are. And if Brittany were my daughter or my friend, I would probably say, girl, you know, you can really, if you want to hit your bong, you might want to do that in the States. You may not want to do that in Russia because the Russians don't play. But, you know, who cares what I think? It's Brittany's life. And when I look at Brittany Griner, a couple of things come to mind. From a pragmatic standpoint, Brittany Griner is not going to do 9 years in prison. I would be stunned if Brittany Griner stays in jail for 9 years. I don't believe she's going to do the whole 9 years or even a fraction of it. I believe Brittany Griner is going to be home on American soil before Christmas, or actually more preferably before the elections, if you're Joe Biden. I really believe, I don't know how many of y'all, give me a yes or no. How many of y'all think Brittany is going to come home? Give me a yes or no if you think Brittany's going to, you know, get a chance to come back, you know, get a hero's welcome. She'll be doing speaking engagements for the next 40 years at $10,000-$20,000 pop. How many of y'all think Brittany Griner's coming home? Give me a yes or no. Everybody answer. Give me a yes. What do you think? Gilbert says, I can see that. Kim Clark says yes. George White says yes. 301 says, I don't know. What else? Okay. D says no. Interesting. Okay. I think Brittany's coming home. I really do. I think that she's coming home. And that's the first thought that comes to mind. The pragmatic thought is that there's the shock of the 9-year sentence, but there's also the reality that they've already offered to exchange Brittany for a Russian arms dealer. I don't remember his name, but he's basically a guy that was going through a lot of black and brown countries around the world selling weapons that were being used to murder little children. This guy is a terrible guy. This guy is a guy you don't want in your neighborhood. This is a guy that they had in prison for a long time. And there are some people in jail that need to be there. This guy needs to be there, but apparently the United States government has already offered this guy in exchange for Brittany Griner. So scratch the needle off the record. That part is going to end. It's going to end with Brittany Griner getting off an airplane. All the media will be there. She's going to hug her wife. Everybody's going to get excited, and it's going to be a good day for those of you that want to see her come home. Or those of you who are overly committed to the comfort and the lifestyle of Brittany Griner. I'm not in that category. And let me tell you why. It's not because I don't care. I wish her the best. I really do. But I really need you to kind of consider this premise. Consider this. The reason you care about Brittany Griner is because she's more famous than you. The reason you care about Brittany Griner is because white folks care about Brittany and they put her on TV. She's part of the LGBT community. She is a famous athlete, and athletes and entertainers in the black community are always going to get more respect than regular black people. So when they say Black Lives Matter, black lives don't matter. Certain black lives matter. Your life don't matter. To you, it should matter. To me, it matters. But to the media, it ain't gonna matter. How many of you, in fact, give me a yes or no, Michael Johnson and Terrence Williams, if you went to Russia tomorrow and you slipped, you know, your bong and vapes and whatever the hell people smoking, they got all kinds of weed out here now, and you put your stuff in your suitcase and they busted you at the airport, and then Vladimir Putin's troops locked you up and gave you a 9-year prison sentence, how many of y'all believe Joe Biden would come and save you and save the day? How many of y'all believe that white Zaddy in the White House would you know, like get on the bat phone and call up the Pentagon and reach out to the State Department and have the Secretary of State on the line speaking to the Russian delegation about getting you out of prison. How many of y'all believe that you would get out of jail if you went to Russia or China, sworn enemies of the United States, by the way? This ain't like France or England or something. These are countries that don't like the United States. They don't get down with the U.S. on any level. In a time of war, mind you, Russia is at war right now. How many of y'all believe that Joe Biden would reach out to a sworn enemy of the United States to get your black ass out of jail? None of you. Please don't say yes. If you say yes, you got to leave because you're not smart enough to be in this chat. I'm sorry. I'm not calling you stupid, but I actually kind of am, because if you think that Joe Biden would come and get your black ass out of jail and literally risk delicate negotiations with a sworn enemy of the United States that could instantly, by the way, at any moment, send one of those hypersonic missiles that are undetectable, by the way, and blow up an American city. Y'all do know this, right? Did y'all know this, that the Russians developed a hypersonic missile that cannot be shot down or detected, so they can literally aim that son of a bitch at Chicago or New York, and boom, next thing you know, your whole life has changed forever? You do understand the implications, right? You do understand that you're standing on very fragile ground where the underground there are nuclear weapons. Do you understand that? So the idea, the mere idea that any of us as regular folks who are not 6'10" and play basketball in the WNBA think that the United States government would risk those delicate negotiations to come get your black ass out of jail because you decided to put some blunts in your or vapes or whatever the hell in your luggage, that idea is insane. Biden wouldn't come get me, and I'm kind of famous. I've been at the Power Networking Conference, and I'm getting recognized by everybody. I'm getting stopped by everybody. So I'm kind of famous, right? I'm like at least internet famous, whatever that is. He wouldn't come get me, and I never think that they would come get me. And so what I think is interesting here, this is the point that the media isn't talking about, but this is something that I'm laying out there for those of you that like to sort of critically analyze what's happening in the world around you. Is that you're in a situation where you're watching her really get the opportunity to take advantage of some celebrity privilege. You know, there's celebrity privilege here. If any of you were locked up right now, people wouldn't even know. The only person that would know would be your mama, who would be absolutely devastated because her son ain't coming home or her daughter ain't coming home. The country would not care. So what I encourage you to do is to just remember this as you get so caught up emotionally in the life of Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner is a big girl, physically and otherwise, who made a choice that was stupid as shit, dumb as hell. Just don't even make no damn sense. Why in the hell are you going to go up into Russia breaking Russian law? Stay home. You know, and it's like, well, it's because the WNBA doesn't pay enough. Let me do a Google search real quick. Google has the answer to all things. What is Brittany Griner? What is her WNBA salary? Let's see. Her WNBA salary is, Brittany Griner signed a 3-year, $664,544 contract with the Phoenix Mercury, and she will earn a base pay in 2022 of $227,900 a year. So let me ask y'all a basic question. Yes or no? Everybody answer. Give me a yes or no. Do you think that you could survive off $227,000 a year plus endorsements? How many of you, I know it's hard. I know that this is, it's tough. It's hard to be black. It's hard to be 6'10" with the hands of two grown men and dunk basketballs. And also, I know it's hard for poor Brittany, but how many of you could find a way to survive on nearly $250,000 a year plus endorsements? I know it'd be tough, but you think you could make it by on that? So let's stop with the politicizing of all this by coming up with these bullshit narratives that somehow the reason she had to be in Russia is because she's underpaid. She's not a waitress at IHOP. You know, she's not somebody that's doing, you know, 20 hours a week at Wendy's because she can't get more hours to feed her three kids. She is a famous athlete, and I follow basketball. if you don't watch basketball, Brittany Griner is a badass basketball player. She's the biggest, strongest person that she could probably play with the men. And like Brittany Griner was a beast in basketball, in college basketball. All it couldn't stop her. So just stop it. Stop with those narratives. Stop making excuses. What she did was stupid. I bet Brittany probably realizes that now. A few months in a Russian prison will just make you see things that you never really saw before. And I really need you to understand this, especially for the young people who might do some international travel. I need you to get this through your thick head so you don't have to learn the hard way. The world don't care about your feelings. When I went to Russia, do you know that the Russian people at the gate, I walked up to give my passport to the Russian lady, and I said, "Hi, how are you?" She didn't even smile at me. She didn't even respond to me. She was like, she took my passport. They don't care about your feelings. They just don't. And so my point is to say that those of you who are like, "Oh, it ain't right and it ain't fair and this is just wrong." And I get it. I understand it's wrong. It's wrong as hell. But there's parts of the world that don't care about all of that. There's parts of the world where you can sit here and you can whine all day, but you're going to be whining behind bars. You're going to be whining in a Russian prison eating goulash or whatever the hell they feed the inmates for the next 10 years. And your mom will be trying. Your mom will be calling the State Department. Your friends will be screaming, "Black Lives Matter." And ain't nobody going to get you out. Ain't nobody going to be able to get you out. And believe me, American prisons suck. Russian prisons are suckier. Russian prisons, American prisons ain't got nothing on some of these prisons in other countries. They ain't got nothing on Chinese prisons. They ain't got nothing on Russian prisons. They ain't got nothing on prisons in Colombia. So you can go packing your weed and packing your shit wherever you want to, wherever you go. But just know, they're not going to play with you. The Chinese are so gangster, they will kidnap you. They will take you away. And you'll be like, "Oh, I have a right to a lawyer." No, you don't. "I have a right to make a phone call." No, you don't. They don't even give you the right in China. They have literally taken famous people in China, and the police have come to their house and taken them away and did not answer any questions from the press. They did not care about any protesters. They did not even tell your own relatives where you were. That person would be gone for 8 weeks and nobody would know where the person was. And then they would suddenly appear and be making a big, long public apology announcing that they're going to pay an $80 million fine. Right. So I really think that people have to understand that when you are traveling overseas, you can't bring that American bullshit to every country that you visit. You can't. You just can't. You know, Americans, we are a little bit spoiled. I'm going to be honest with you. We're a little bit accustomed to having all these freedoms and all these liberties. And I can cuss out the president and I can go and I can throw rocks through a window and it's going to be OK because Black Lives Matter and all that. I get it. I understand that. And, you know, I understand your frustration. But you go to other countries, they will lock you up or shoot you. They're not going to really play all these games that we play in this country. Your country is very weak. Better yet, let me say it like this. I don't want to say it too definitively. There are people around the world who view the United States as a weak and undisciplined country. When I have taught a class in China, I taught Chinese students. And the difference between my Chinese students in Shanghai and my American students at Syracuse University was like night and day. My students at Syracuse, God bless them, some of them were pretty smart. Some of them even did their homework. Some of them did whatever. But a lot of them didn't work very hard, would drink like alcoholics every single weekend. And they were still going to be okay because daddy had a little bit of money or because America's a country where you just kind of get forgiven for your mistakes and everything's okay. When I was in China, the students had a tremendous amount of respect for me as the professor. I could literally tell them to go jump off a bridge and some of them would go do it. Not that I would do that. I would never do that, of course. But literally, they had a lot of respect for the professor. They really wanted to learn. They really operated as a collective and they operated in groups. They understand things like powernomics and group economics better than we do. They never read a Dr. Claude Anderson book, but they understand very importantly that working together as a group is extremely critical if you want to be successful. And remember, China produces more engineers per year than the United States, Japan, and India combined. So this country is going to dominate our country. China is going to dominate the United States in the next 100 years, assuming that they remain stable. So your country is just kind of flimsy, wishy-washy, very divided. I believe, in fact, that this is actually not accidental. I think that there are outside forces that work to divide the United States, just like we send people to other countries to divide their countries and to overthrow governments and all that, right? So that's just how the political game is played. So my point is to say that if you think that Joe Biden cares about you, or that Joe Biden cares about Black people so much that they're going to take these chances to go get you out of jail, the answer is no. I don't even think they want to do it for Brittany Griner. I think the reason they're going to do it is because it's gained some momentum. It's a great political football. It'll get, you know, some Democrats reelected maybe, and it'll be something that the White House can brag about. But for the most part, this does not apply to everybody. This applies to Brittany Griner and other celebrities. And that's the disappointing thing about all of this, is that sometimes if you just look at it as, oh, this is wrong and this is unfair, then you're kind of missing the point. There's another part of it where you should be learning and saying, okay, now I understand Russians don't play, and I'm going to leave my weed bag at home, or I'm not going to go to Russia. I'm going to understand that when I go into another country, that I have to follow that country's laws, or there will be consequences for following those laws. I know that it's not popular to talk about consequences and personal responsibility, because we kind of live in a world where people think they can make their rules up as they go along. But I would encourage you to understand that that is just an American concept that doesn't apply around the world. So anyway, do me a favor, hit the thumbs up button, thumbs up, share, subscribe. And I want to give a shout out also to a company that's helping to sponsor this podcast, Ancient Healing Teas. They have great products that will help you with things like fibroids, which affect a lot of Black women, and PCOS, endometriosis, fertility issues, etc. And the website is ancienthealingteas.com. You can use the code BOYS15 to get 15% off your order. And again, if you want me to shout out your business, shout out your platform, shout out your YouTube channel, we reach 1 million Black people a week, and we have about almost 1 million subscribers on different platforms. So we simulcast on different platforms. We're also on Spotify. If you look up the Dr. Boyce Breakdown on Spotify, you can find it there. So feel free to go to drboycefinance.com if you'd like to advertise on this channel. So in conclusion, I will say this. This is the last piece I'm going to throw in here, because you guys know I love to talk about Black wealth and Black economics. And so one thing I'll mention to you, Tim Mickles, who says, shout me out, Doc. I just shouted you out, Tim. Is this. One of the things that they don't talk much about when they talk about wealth and wealth building and making money and being successful, all these other things, is we don't talk enough about choices. Choices are critical, not just in terms of the choice to go and accumulate wealth, but also choices in terms of protecting what you have. One of the things I would probably challenge a Brittany Griner on is that when you are doing something that's going to jeopardize your freedom, you're really not protecting what you have very well. I would hate to see this really talented athlete at 32 years old get 9 years in prison and lose the rest of her career. She's not going to be. It's going to be hard to come back to the WNBA at 41 years old. It's really tough to do. And so ultimately, when you're talking about the decisions you make, one of the things that we have to, think about as Black people is understand that one of the other ways that they engage in consistent assault on your Black wealth is not just by doing things like destroying your families, but also when you're talking about media that encourages young Black people to break the law. Do you understand that the legal system drains more wealth out of the Black community than damn near anything else? How many of you have ever seen somebody go broke because they got locked up and couldn't even afford a lawyer, or go to jail for a long period of time because they couldn't afford a lawyer, or go broke because they have to pay restitution? Remember when Joe Biden passed the crime bill? This is another reason why I'm mad at Biden. I'm not voting for this fool. I don't give a shit. I don't care. Y'all can get mad at me all day. I'm not voting for these people. I'm not voting for somebody that wants me dead and wants me in prison. I'm just not going to do it. I'm sorry. To talk to me about lesser two evils all day, I'm not hearing it, because we got unfinished business from 1992-93. So the reason that I'm not going to support Biden or any of the Democrats or Republicans, I'm not a Republican either, is because, remember, when Biden was giving his speeches about why they needed to incarcerate everybody connected with drugs, everybody in possession of drugs, using drugs, selling drugs, is one of the things he mentioned was he said, if you get caught with this much crack, now Hunter Biden don't carry this much crack. Joe Biden's son, he don't carry this much crack. He carries that much crack. He don't carry baggies. He got the whole bag of crack, right? So he said, if you have this much crack, we are going to mandatorily give you 5 years in prison. The judge will have no choice. He also said this. This is the wealth part. He said, we can repossess everything you own. We can take every penny out of your bank account. We can strip you of every ounce of black wealth that you have and every ounce of wealth that any of your associates have, because we're going to tack a RICO charge on top of that. So that means that you have people like Mario Lloyd out of Chicago, where when they got hit with the RICO charge, now this was slightly before Biden, so you can't put all this on Biden, but they got hit with the RICO charge. They locked up Mario. They gave him 14 life sentences with no parole. They locked up his brother for 20 years. They locked up his sister for a bunch of years. They even locked up his mother. So this was a genocidal wiping out of an entire generation. They took out an entire generation of people. So this happened thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times in your community. And half y'all don't give a damn. Half y'all act like this is the black history. Like this don't matter. This is the past. Well, people can change. Lord Jesus, people can change. Stop that. Stop that crap. I'm not forgiving nobody that wanted to kill me. What's wrong with you? I'm sorry. You know, it's crazy to me that we will look at something that happened 15, 20 years ago that is affecting our community right now and act like it never happened. So ultimately, the criminal justice system, staying out of that system as much as you can, is something that we should really push our young people to do. I get it. Sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes, you know, a cop comes and he just locks you up because you're standing on the corner. Sometimes they racially profile you and frisk you for no reason. I get all of that. I know all that happens, but I can also tell you, I know thousands of black men who live their lives every day, who ain't trying to get out here thugging and breaking the law and doing all kinds of stuff, who are fine. They meet police officers, they say, how you doing, officer? The officer says hello back, and they keep on about their day. So this narrative that they're feeding your young people, that no matter what they do, they're going to end up in jail, they're going to end up broke, they're going to end up struggling because you always black, that's not an empowering narrative. That's basically a slave narrative. That's literally telling you as a black person that you have no control over how your life turns out. Well, decisions do matter. You know, they're promoting that, you know, like right now, you know, I feel kind of bad. Like I know people get mad. They think I'm an old man shaking my fist at the air, but I don't like the way they're promoting drug use so heavily in the music. So many of these young people, and they don't know what the hell they smoking. Y'all smoking some shit that's going to fuck you up for life. Like, seriously, some of that weed is addictive. Weed has evolved. They are making some stuff in those factories that you don't want in your brain. It will mess you up. Some of y'all know some weed heads can't even get off the damn couch. That's because they ain't smoking whatever people were smoking two generations ago. They're smoking something different. It's become an addiction. It's become an obsession. And we're acting like this is okay. It's not okay. You know, and breaking laws, I mean, you could argue all day that the laws are wrong, but it's going to cost you everything. So I just encourage you to have some discernment, have some intelligence, and just remember whining about what other people are doing to you or whining about the unfairness is not the same as actually making the choices that are going to protect you, protect your family, protect your wealth, protect your life, and protect all the things that matter to you. So I think that with Brittany Griner and all of this, I think there has to be an honest conversation about choices. That's it. Not to beat up on her and say, oh, you're stupid, and why would you do this? Why would you do that? Just choices, man. Or you can keep doing what you're doing and keep getting locked up and then hope that Joe Biden comes and saves you. And if that's your plan, then God bless you. I wish you the best, but that's not my plan, because I don't trust none of these sons of bitches ever. Not when it comes to my life. I've never believed that black lives matter to people who are not black. I just don't believe that black lives matter to people who are not black. I believe that my life matters to me. It matters to my wife. It matters to my family. I don't believe that they think black lives matter. I don't believe that. So if you believe that, and I don't believe that, that means you and I are not the same. You trust people who have proven themselves to be untrustworthy. you're depending on people who have proven themselves to be undependable. You are relying on people who have proven that they want to control you and enslave you and destroy you. So you can go ahead and keep depending on your enemy if you want to. I'm going to depend on people that will really ride with me. The people I'm riding with are the kinds of people where if I went to Russia and I got caught up, let's say they planted something in my bag, because I ain't going to be bringing my, if I got vape cartridges, I'm not bringing them to Russia. But let's say they plant a vape cartridge in my bag. I ride with the people who are still going to do their best to fight for me, who are going to find out what Russian jail I'm locked up in. Do they do their best to get me out and be there with me no matter what the situation was? Those are the people I care about. Joe Biden is not one of those people. He's going to get Brittany Griner out of jail because she's famous and because they need her for politics. She's a political pawn right now, but she's playing a very dangerous game. And I don't encourage you to try this at home, because your ass will just be sitting up in jail. You're not getting out, period. Okay, so anyway, let me stop talking. And I hope that this conversation wasn't too much of a shock for people. But I think that we need to have all Black conversations that are different from what everybody else is talking about, because some of the stuff they talk about in the media is a little bit off base and it's a little bit silly. And I really want you to know what it is. I want you to understand the real for real of what, at least what I'm seeing. This is my perspective, and I'm not apologizing for it. That's just what it is. All right. So anyway, guys, do me a favor. Hit the thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe if you haven't done it yet. And just a reminder, the All Black National Convention is right around the corner. We're meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina. The convention is awesome. It is where hundreds or even thousands of B1 people from around the world gather. We're going to gather in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're going to spend 3 days training each other on all aspects of Black wealth and Black economics and Black success and everything else. And that's one of the conventions we had in Atlanta. That was when David Banner and Killer Mike came by. And I'm going to invite those guys again because I really love what they were doing. But we also have lots of smart Black folks, engineers, architects, attorneys, fathers, mothers, young people, all kinds of people that want to see our people do better. So if that's you and you're in this category, bring your whole family, bring your cousin, them, bring everybody. Just go to boycewatkins.com. You can get a link to the convention right there. And I will see you all in Charlotte. So God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. And as far as Brittany Griner goes, I hope you get out soon. And God bless you. And when you get out, which will be in the next 2 months, I hope that you'll think twice before you take your vape cartridges back to Russia. That's not a winning strategy. So God bless you, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful day. See you soon. Peace.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money and the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three, what did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Please, none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV. Here we are.